Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Satellite radio service Sirius XM agreed to buy Pandora. No, not the jewelry boutique. For $3.5 billion today, a move that should help Pandora fend off Spotify. So, Joan, how do you expect this to change music streaming, or if it will in any way?
Well, what we've seen happen as streaming music has become sort of the de facto way that people listen to music now, some companies have clearly sprinted into the lead, and those are Pandora. I'm sorry, that's Spotify and that's Apple Music. Pandora was the biggest streaming music service for a long time that streaming music existed. But as these other companies have been able to come out with more flexible ways of listening to music, Pandora's been struggling to keep its listeners and to keep growing. So a combination like this could be a shot in the arm for Pandora to start competing against these rivals in places where nobody really has a lead yet, and that's in the car.
So if I'm Apple Music or if I'm Spotify, should I be worried at all? Like, is this at all an issue for them, or are they so much bigger and more relevant than Pandora that, you know, their Pandora kind of still is an also-ran despite this deal?
I don't think that either of those services should count out Pandora in any respect. And I certainly don't think that they should count them out if Pandora no longer really has to worry as much about funding itself. It doesn't have to worry about its own stock price anymore. It doesn't have to worry about hitting growth metrics anymore. That was always a pain point for Pandora being publicly traded, all out there on its own company. So it would be foolish for them to count out a company that has so much data about music and what people like to listen to, getting more technology, getting an entry point into the car, and getting this body of millions of subscribers that are already paying a lot more than people pay for streaming music to get Sirius.
So we were talking about this ahead of the show. One of the interesting ideas, and I'm not actually sure if this is technologically possible yet, but maybe this is something that Sirius is hoping to do eventually, is taking Pandora's streams or like some sort of like on-demand service from Pandora and then streaming into your car using satellites. Is that like a thing? Is that what they're hoping to do?
So I don't know enough about satellites to know if that's
am I
even
high right now?
Technologically feasible or possible. I sent them an email asking just that question to see if they could let me know if it's possible for Sirius to beam algorithmic or personalized stream of music to each account holder in a car.
Yeah.
Don't know, but it'd be interesting if they could.
We'll try to follow up with that if we do get an answer. Next up, Amazon threw a bunch of spaghetti at the wall last week, releasing over a dozen new devices, including a wall clock, a microwave, and many new Echo devices. I was there. It was kind of intense. John, do you have any questions?
Well,
is there anything like that you're dying to know about this?
As you were hit by this assault of devices, as they were like throwing them, they were beaming them at your head.
It was very aggressive.
Which one of them do you think is really the most interesting for Amazon to be going into as a company?
Okay, probably the one that everybody should be paying attention to is the new Echo Dot, because despite the fact that Amazon comes out with all these different devices, the one that's by far the biggest seller is the Echo Dot. So
small like hockey puck.
Yeah. And it's like $50. It goes on sale for like $30 a lot of the time. And that's what's really convinced a lot of people to do a lot more with their voice assistants, put them into their homes, all that other stuff. So the fact that they refresh the Echo Dot is the most interesting. The thing that I was like repeatedly complaining to the Alexa executives about, and they were like bending over backwards trying to convince me like, no, this is actually really cool, was the wall clock. And like, by the time I was done with like, I was like, maybe the wall clock is kind of cool. I don't know. Like, so I might be forced to like buy it. I'm not sure, but we'll find out. Last, I did want to get to this. Google is celebrating its 10th anniversary of Android. We've got a bunch of stories about the milestone on CNET, so please check them out. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Thanks for listening.